1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante is still on the run in Pennsylvania, and we are finally learning how he escaped. Acting warden Howard Holland says it was the same path another inmate used to bust out of that same prison back in May.
Cavalcante escaped at the same location as Igor Bolt, but for Cavalcante, there was razor wire to contend with before reaching the roof.
But the razor wire didn't stop him, and neither did a prison guard who was supposed to be watching the yard. Residents who live nearby, still on high alert.
As time goes on, he gets more and more desperate, so you never know what he's going to do.
Federal prosecutors are now going after President Biden's son.
Hunter Biden has been under investigation in Delaware on gun and tax charges, and that state's U.S. Attorney David Weiss was just named special counsel in the case last month. A plea deal for Hunter Biden over two misdemeanor tax charges and a felony gun offense fell apart in July over whether the president's son could avoid future criminal charges. Defense attorneys for Hunter Biden argue that an agreement sparing him from prosecution on the gun charge remains in place. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, prosecutors in Georgia say their RICO case could take 4 months when it goes to court in Fulton County. But legal analyst Jessica Levinson says a judge rejected requests today to separate two of those defendants.
I think what he's doing is he's looking at the RICO statute. He's looking at the applicable case law. He's really saying, why do we want to try this over and over again?
Kenneth Chesbrough and former Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell face charges next month. A judge in Texas has ordered state officials to move a controversial buoy barrier along the Rio Grande. It's intended to block migrants from crossing the border illegally, but the Biden administration sued the state, saying it violates human rights. In Texas, and really all over the South, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic, people are trying to beat the heat.
Really hot. Really hot.
It's brutal. I think the best way to put it. It's not fun to be outside.
They're in Baltimore, where temps hit 97 today. Air travel is bouncing back. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg talked to CBS News and says Labor Day numbers were higher than both spring and early summer.
We're very encouraged to see these very low rates of disruption, but don't feel like we're out of the woods in terms of things that need to continue changing and improving in the aviation sector.
He says we're still far from those pre-pandemic levels. Conagra is recalling more than 245,000 pounds of its Banquet brand frozen chicken strips because they say it may contain pieces of plastic. They have best if used by dates of December 2024 and early January 2025. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Alongside the coach of the Badgers, Luke Fickell, I'm Matt LaPay. Apparently, Mark Tauscher only shows up on the live shows, which that'll pick up next week before the final non-conference game.
So, offensive lineman.
Yeah, you're stuck with me. I apologize. I apologize for that. We'll recap the season opening win against Buffalo. Obviously, we'll look ahead to Washington State, a tough road test coming up in game number two. Also, in tonight's program, we'll check in with a couple of players. Specifically, Braylon Allen, coming off a very impressive showing, and Tanner Mordecai as well, the Badgers quarterback, with his first Badgers touchdown pass when he hooked up with Chimray DK on a 29-yarder in last week's game against Buffalo. So we welcome in the coach. Luke, you mentioned in your news conference earlier in the week that maybe you didn't allow yourself the opportunity to enjoy wins. What's the normal, if there's such a thing, with you? Do you have a 24-hour rule, or how does that work, regardless of outcome?
A little less than 24, maybe
24 minutes?
Maybe 17 to 18. No, I do. That's kind of the reason why I don't watch the game the night of. I just try to remember the good things as much as I can and move until the next day. But I got to remind myself, it's about winning, and we got to be able to celebrate those opportunities that we have to actually win. And so it becomes difficult sometimes. But I got to relax a little bit afterwards. Some family was in town and things like that. So it was a really good day all the way through. And then you wake up the next morning and it's time to go back to work and correct the things that you need to get corrected.
I'm always interested with football coaches specifically, because when Barry was here, there would always be a houseful after home games. And if they won, it was great. If they lost, they understood. He went straight upstairs and really didn't want anything to do with anybody. I don't know how you work it. You said family and friends. Is the household packed after home games in your time, or you stay away from that?
No. I mean, this first one, there was a lot there was more family in town, and I hope that's that way. I mean, I think that's great. It kind of gives me an opportunity to, kind of get my mind away. If things didn't go well, I might not show up. I don't know that I got a place to get away to. I just probably would come back up to my office or something. But it was kind of like that. I mean, I think that for the most part, since I've been a head coach, it's been, there's always, usually, not always, but a lot of times, been some family of some sorts. And it's always been a good thing for me to kind of take your mind away, regardless of how the day went. It was a good kind of opportunity for me to kind of remember what this is all about and get at least a few minutes to try to relax and not dwell upon everything that happened.
You're a veteran head coach now, and the Ohio State situation those were unusual circumstances there, but how was it different for you, just even personally, the week leading up to game one here at Wisconsin, as opposed to game one leading up to the opener at Cincinnati?
It's hard to remember back. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. But I think it's both similar in ways that you had this expectation of what you wanted to see. And it's kind of like that on every first game of the year. I think there's a uniqueness of whatever expectation you have in your mind and then, what it is that you actually see. But in year one, there's a lot more, question mark, so to speak. I'm not sure I really knew what to expect in year one at Cincinnati. I really didn't. I remember what Austin Peay game was like. I remember what I felt like afterwards. But going into it, I don't know if I really had any idea of what it was or could or should look like, where I think now I had a greater idea of what it could and should and will look like, but maybe didn't on that opening day.
You were telling us last week on your show that the things that you were concerned about first and foremost were ball security and tackling, because there wasn't much in that in line of scrimmage work with the first group specifically. Did you feel like as the game went along that the tackling got better and these guys started to get into the rhythm of a game?
I do. I think that from the start we were off. I think we had way too many missed tackles. And I think it was an over-aggressive nature. And as I look back at it, that's probably what we created by not going live, but yet stressing, you know, being aggressive, stressing, taking shots, stressing angles and things like that, that we've got probably what we stressed, and we also got what we didn't work on. And so, you know, I put that on myself as well. But I do believe that second half in particular, I thought we settled down. I thought we were better in that situation in particular as far as tackling, wrapping, staying on our feet, doing a lot more of the little things that, you know, probably we didn't do as much because it wasn't live.
The running game obviously got really cranked up in the second half, and Ches Malusi's 89-yarder was clearly a highlight. I was talking with somebody earlier today on Big Ten Radio, Anthony Heron, and he mentioned, you know, former Iowa D lineman, that he was surprised at Malusi's ability to continue to separate that deep into a run where he's cutting one way, weaving the other. I mean, those of us who've watched him, we know he's good. But were you a little bit surprised that he was able to clear 89 yards, particularly the way he did it?
I don't want to take anything away from him, but wasn't sure if we had somebody go 89. But I thought it was unique to see him change direction, you know, 40, 50 yards down the field and still have an acceleration. So obviously we knew he's, you know, explosive and talented, but a lot of times you get past 30 or 40 yards, those guys, as big and as physical as they are, it's a little bit harder, not just because they're not fast and they can't accelerate, but, you know, that lactose builds up pretty quick, and it's hard, especially changing directions at 50 yards. But it was very impressive, not just the vision, not just the awareness of where to cut, but also the ability to sustain some long speed.
And then Braylon Allen, we'll visit with him here. You'll hear this interview a little bit later in the show. The long runs are beautiful things. No running back ever wants to turn those down, but I thought maybe one that a defense is going to feel the most was when it looked like he ran through at least half of the Buffalo defense. As a defensive player, that could be demoralizing.
Well, it's huge for us in the long. I think it builds energy. I've tried to say that all along, that sometimes them big long touchdown passes or big long passes down the sideline, they're great, they get excited, but the energy is built in some runs like that. And that's the only thing I ever kind of say to Braylon is, hey, give me the 4, 5, and 6 yard runs. I mean, just understand what that means, you know, being a guy that never been a tailback and couldn't be a tailback. But the idea of, hey, give me the 4, 5, and 6 yard runs, because I promise you, if you are looking for 4, 5, and 6, you'll have a chance to turn those things into 15, 20, 25, and who knows what. But I worry when we're looking for the big 80, 50, 60 yarders, that you miss out on those 4, 5, and 6s that actually take a toll on a lot of defenses.
Look back at his numbers, 17 carries. He had 7 catches out of the backfield, but that goes back to what you were telling folks back at Big Ten Media Days and before. If you could keep, who knows week to week how the game unfolds, but if you could keep that workload in that 18-ish carries, that's about what you're looking for, right?
Especially if you got two. I mean, especially if you got the combination of those guys. But that was my vision is, you know, hey, if he gets the ball 18 times, I think we got an opportunity to, you know, get him, you know, set a tone, give him some opportunities, get the yards that we need to get for him and for us. That was the vision. Obviously, he ended up with 17 and 5 or 7 catches.
Seven
catches, which is great. I mean, that's the amount of touches you would want your, you know, one of your stars to have. And then you add in the 14 or so that Ches had. And I think it's a really good balance.
Yeah, Tausch will get on me if I don't mention the offensive line. By the way, we kid Tausch because, A, it's fun, but, B, he actually is doing his own radio show as Coach and I record this, so that's why Mark is not here. He will be with us next week. But the offensive line, Tanner Bordellini, by the way, the Outland Trophy National Player of the Week. This is something, I guess, new from the Football Writers Association. So he's recognized
surprised, and I would imagine he would say, I had a lot of help. Your offensive line, that was pretty encouraging, wasn't it?
It was. It was. And those guys played the entire day, too. I mean, and, you know, they got some different challenges. They got some pressures and things like that. So it wasn't a, you know, a real vanilla type of a day. And in week one, when you're not really sure what it is that you're going to get, I thought their ability to not just play well, but to be able to adapt and adjust, especially with the halftime stuff. Tanner in particular, not playing center a ton, you know, and people, some would say, well, you know, he struggled sometimes with snaps in the spring and in the fall camp. And yeah, I mean, we expect perfection, right, in those things to make it easier on the quarterback. But I thought that he really kind of settled in and it showed, especially for that first real game of playing at the center position, what we're doing.
You announced on your Twitter account, Players of the Week, and we talked about Braylon and Chez on the offensive side. And, you know, obviously Tanner Bordellini did some great work in the offensive line. But Gio Paez earned defensive honors. He plays a position, now he had three tackles, but he plays a position that might not have gaudy statistics. Tell us what it was about Gio that impressed you guys.
I'm always a nose guard like myself, so right there is enough to be.
What a dumb question I just asked.
No, Jordan Turner played really well, but, you know, with being ejected from the game and the situation, you know, we probably wasn't going to give him a player of the game, even though he did play well. And there's other guys that did as well. But we're talking about the little things that separate us. And we were good on third down, but we were great on the fourth and shorts and the third and shorts. And some of those things that we ask those guys to do in there that they don't get credit for, they don't get noticed for, but the only chance you have of stopping is when it starts in the middle. And I thought, along with everything else, he played more plays than maybe I had envisioned, you know, 2 or 3 months ago coming out of spring ball saying, okay, how are you going to play this nose guard position or how are you going to play these inside guys? And can any of them play more than 25 snaps? If trying to keep them to playing at their best and with the tempo and the aggression that you need them to play with. And I think he had 37, 41 snaps, right, somewhere in there. And just very solid in everything he did. And then when he had an opportunity to make the plays, he made the plays. And he was exceptionally good on some of those short yards.
And then the special teams award goes to Hawken Anderson. Again, we think kickers, we think return guys. Although he was there when they tried the onside kick. But what are you liking about
that? That's really the big – is being able to make the play when it comes your way. And, you know, you get into those game ones and, you know, I mean, your energy's up. I know it was a situation of the game, but you can talk and preach to your blue in the face as a coach, right? Here, this is the opportunity. Here's one. Here, be alert for this. Be alert for this, right? And those guys that actually go out there have to do the little fundamental things really well. And it was a situation where he did all the little things really well, made the play when we had to. And he's on a few of those other special teams. But it's really the big play that separated everything.
Yeah, you find out there, though, those little dribbles up the middle like that onside kick was. You got a bunch of guys in bad moods who are bearing down on you. You got a lot in. He did a good job.
It's not just the guys that have the hands to be able to recover it or oh, I didn't move, so I'm in a good position to cover it. There's this little thing called courage it takes to go and dive on a ball when there's four or five guys rolling straight at you. And they tell you, you're protected, right? Well, you're protected until 10 yards. Okay, well, then you've never stood there in as that ball's dribbling, somebody in your ear say, oh, yeah, you're protected. Let me tell you, you're not protected. So you got to have the courage to go ahead and stand in there and do what you're trained to do.
Yeah, and he did just that. So hats off to Hawken Anderson. Hats off to the Badgers, a win in the opener against Buffalo. And it's on to Pullman, Washington, to take on the Washington State Cougars, a team that got off to a very good start, convincing win against Colorado State last Saturday. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. The Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, where you will find your next new or used car at zimbrickfishhatcheryroad.com. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Long road trip coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers out to Pullman, Washington. This will be the first time a Wisconsin football team has ever played out there. They've met 3 times over the course of history, but the first time out there, and I guess a sellout crowd will be in attendance, which for them, that's 32,000. It's a smaller venue, but I'm told can be a very noisy one. It's a team that that looked good. I mean, you spent a lot of time looking at their offense, Coach, and Cameron Ward, the quarterback. Man, this guy is a pure athlete who knows what to do with the football, doesn't he?
He's a very good football player, and I've heard about him for a few years because my buddy played against him when he was at Incarnate Word. Mm. And I remember him telling me about him, you know, 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, whatever it was. And lo and behold, he obviously went to Washington State, was there last year, played really well. He even looks like a different player this year than what he did from what I watched on film last year. And he's very comfortable in what he's doing. I think he fits what it is that they're doing, which is different than they were a bit last year as well. But in week one, man, they had it rolling.
Yeah, 451 passing yards in their game against Colorado State, 3 touchdowns. And he's the guy that it's always easy to say and really hard to do is try to keep him contained in the pocket. I mean, it's a tough, tough job. And then he can really break people down, right?
He's a bigger, strong guy. I mean, I'm not sure if he's 6'2", 6'1", 6'3", somewhere in that range, but 220. And you can tell he's a strong runner. To me, those are the more difficult ones. Those ones that are just straight fast. You got to take good angles and things like that. It's the ones that are stronger, the ones that change direction well, the ones that got a little bit more to them that, to me, are the dangerous ones.
In a very general sense, I mean, their offense is described as air raid-like, not unlike the Badgers. Are there a lot of similarities, what they do compared to what was?
There are. But there's also a lot of differences too. I really do believe I'm there. A bit more of the big play stuff. They're faster, I think, in a lot of situations. And again, we can and will at some point in time probably go faster and faster. It just depends on how things are rolling and, you know, what's important and what do we need to do to be successful. But there's no lack of urgency and getting balls off and, you know, 8 seconds or 7 seconds and on the play clock and you know, some really big shots and downtown plays. They're going to keep you honest.
He's got a lot of weapons. This number five, Lincoln Victor, he looks like the real deal, doesn't he?
They've got a few slot receivers that I think are I don't know if they're clones. We'll be interested to see 5-0. I'm just really, really good football players, shifty return guys. Both of them are, one's a punt returner, one's the kickoff returner. When you see that, you recognize that these are the guys they trust. They want to get the ball in their hands. It fits exactly what it is that they do as an offense as well.
Did you enjoy the going on the road as a player or even as a coach? Because I mentioned that it's probably going to be pretty feisty out there. I mean, they've got some things going on, some uncertainty with where they're, what conference they're going to be involved with, which is, I know it doesn't have anything to do with Saturday's game, but I got to think there's going to be a little edginess. Is there a part of you that kind of loves that, going on the road facing that environment?
I've always liked going on the road. It's just, you know, it's a little bit of a different mentality. It's, you've only got what you got. I always believe there's a lot less distractions, you know, from sometimes when you're at home and all the things that are going on. Year one is always uniquely different anyway. So, but I think it's a chance for us to kind of get away too and see how we handle all kinds of things, whether it's travel, whether it's plane rides, whether it's waking up in a new area, and then obviously a different and hostile environment, which I would expect.
I want to circle back to some of the guys that fans had a chance to see, and in some cases for the first time in a Badger uniform. This young tight end, Tucker Ashcraft, I don't know how many Badger fans knew a lot about him from out in Seattle. We noticed the two catches and what he did after, particularly one of them. I'm guessing you all noticed a lot more than that. Tell us what you saw out of him last Saturday.
We saw a lot on Saturday, but we had that feeling, you know, probably a couple days, weeks into camp. Just obviously it starts with the maturity level, you know. I mean, he is a guy that walked in the door and could handle things right away, meaning just the structure, whether it's the lifting in the summer to some of the stuff we did in the off season as far as football wise. And then as you get into fall camp, things happen fast. And that's where usually young kids struggle. They can handle a lot of those things, but when they all of a sudden get into the actual day-to-day practice 7, practice 8, practice 9, where you're continuing to install things, that's usually where the young guys really start to struggle. It adds up on them. They can't continue to grow and maintain what they're doing. And so at first it was his maturity to be able to handle all that. Then his abilities, obviously, were very obvious too. Size, speed, and things that he could do. Coupled with, you know, maybe us having a thinner room in there and having some injuries, which gave him some more opportunities. But the thing I could tell you is he took advantage of every opportunity that he was given, and it showed on Saturday.
Another guy who got a fair amount of playing time in your secondary is Nizer Forkurine. We may have touched on him briefly last week. Young man out of Grand Valley State, where Matt Mitchell was a very successful coach for a number of years. So it's not like Nizer is a freshman, but the environment had to be different. But you kept him out there for a reason. He was doing some good things defensively.
He really was, and he's going to continue to grow. He's a guy that really wish we'd had him here all summer. You know, he was a guy that was injured and had a surgery and couldn't do much, so he didn't even get a chance to spend that time in the strength program and stuff like that. But all through fall camp, he's done a great job. Another kid that he's not a freshman, but even coming into a new environment, handled it really well, mature in what he's done. Probably a little bit more similarities what he had done defensively and what we were doing, which gave him an advantage. But, obviously the environment was not too big for him. He handled it really well, and he's going to play a lot of football for us.
Another guy who played a lot of football, and to probably the surprise of no one who's watched Wisconsin football closely, particularly in this state, when an in-state guy shines like Hunter Waller did, to have the number of tackles that he had, all of one, I guess, was solo. He just seems like somebody who in this defense – will have a chance to really showcase his skill set.
He will, and he played well. He's practiced really well all through fall camp and in the spring. And he's just one of those guys that's just got that natural uniqueness of understanding the game of football. Things are never too fast for him. And I think that's one of those qualities that some would say, well, how fast is this guy? Or how big is I don't know. But the game is not too fast for him. When things adjust, when things adapt, he's right there along with it. He just he has obviously a nose for a football, but he really understands the game.
You've mentioned this many times, or several times, I think, if it's this show or in many other on many other platforms, that, you know, 40 times or whatever, you know, certain numbers. But you look at it, you take off a lot of layers there. You're looking at a lot of other things. I mean, which is a roundabout way. Are you a big analytics guy too, or is it more feel or what your eyes are telling you on a given day?
It's a little more feel. I mean, we use some of the analytics and, you know, and maybe in your preparation and, you know, analytics in this, you know, looking at guys and what kind of loads and different things like that are on their body so we can hopefully get them at their peak for game day. But there's some guys play faster just by nature. And I call it the what and the why. You know what you're doing, but when you know why you're doing it, you can let your instincts play. And I think that's where some guys struggle. You know, as they're learning the game of football, they don't understand why they're doing something. So they become more robotic and things like that. And people that understand the game of football, or in some cases, some that have little to no conscience of ever making a mistake, they by nature play faster. But there's a combination. I think Hunter's got both. He understands the what and the whys, and he has enough confidence that he's not worried about some of those mistakes to be made.
There are a couple guys who fans might recognize names that you have coached or played alongside who may have not had the fastest time, this or that, or the most impressive weight totals that he's lifting, but just plays light out fast. Couple guys come to mind in your career?
There's quite a few, and I would always say that those guys are my favorite players I ever coached. And to be honest, I mean, one of the guys that's with us today, I mean, he's one of our player development guys, and a guy named Chris Worley. And he was one of those guys that wherever his ability was and whatever, you know, you said that his talent level was, he played far above it. And, you know, it has something to do with that competitive spirit, but also just that natural ability to trust and believe and play with confidence. And I think that's what in year one is what's a little bit hard, because there are things that are new and different. And as guys get to know us, as they get to know, you know, the systems of how you do things, you really got to count on those guys to play faster than maybe they truly are.
About a minute left. Final thought. I was going to ask you about, now you're into the rhythm of the season, and I'm guessing the answer is yes and no, because today, Wednesday, is the first day of classes. So there's one more thing now that's on everybody's plate. So it's still just kind of settling in, if that's the right way.
It is. It's unique. It's been really good to not have class so that we've been able to, you know, spend some more time even getting out of camp. But I remember this as a player, because we would play three games because we were on a quarter system before we would ever go to school. In that, all of a sudden, when you get thrown into a new routine where you've got this thing called class that you've got to be able to go to, it does change some things up. Now, we've only been in it for, you know, the game week for 1 week or a week and a half. So I hope it's not nearly as big of a distraction and a change. And for some, it's an exciting time too, because they get a little bit of a break and change for their mind to get into doing, you know, what it is that they do as a student athlete too.
All right, Badgers taking on Washington State on Saturday, 6:44, by the way, the exact kickoff time, Central Time. We've got player interviews coming up. We'll check in with Braylon Allen. We'll check in with Tanner Mordecai. More of the Luke Fickell Show coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbra Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But,
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows of aloft around 56. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 66. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
It's local waste and recycling leader.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Time for the players portion of tonight's program, and we begin with a conversation with Braylon Allen, the outstanding junior running back out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Rushed for better than 1,200 yards a season ago, getting second-team all-conference recognition. Good start to 2023 for Braylon. 17 carries, a 141 on the ground against Buffalo, a couple of touchdowns. And he also caught 7 passes. Now, keep in mind, his first 2 years at Wisconsin, Braylon Allen had 21 receptions. He's talked about wanting to catch the ball out of the backfield more. Well, he certainly granted that wish in game one. We caught up with Braylon and talked about that outstanding duo with Braylon and Ches Malusi in the Wisconsin backfield.
Coach Fickell talks a lot about competitive spirit. I thought in game one, we really saw that on display. Ches breaks a long run. Next possession, you're going to work. You guys are buddies. You want the best for each other. But I'm under the impression if you run for 8, Ches is going to want to run for 9. You're going to want to come back and run for 10. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. Like you mentioned, great friends off the field as well. So obviously want the best for each other, want to see each other succeed. And more so even because, you know, we know that that pushes us. Like you said, you know, Ches had a long run. We went out the next drive. We're at the 2-yard line. So obviously I'm thinking, okay, let me try to set a record here. Obviously that didn't happen, but just the entire drive itself, you know, being able to march the ball all the way down the field and score a touchdown. Obviously, you know, didn't beat out Ches for longest run of the game. But like I said, it just pushes us. And, you know, it's healthy competition. You know, he had more yards than me. Whatever, you know, we won the game. That's all that matters. And, you know, we just want to keep pushing each other to be the best. Obviously, you know, some people, like you said, are seeing it early. Some that we've known for a long time. But, you know, we just want to continue to push that and, you know, solidify ourselves as the best tandem in the country.
You mentioned Ches in that first game had the longest run of the game. But as we speak, you still have the longest touchdown run in Wisconsin history at 96 yards, which I'm sure was a lot of fun. But when you have runs like, I'll just pull one out of the air in the Buffalo game, where it seemed like the entire defense swung and missed. Like they were, you were just running over everybody. The long runs in the open field are wonderful, but is there a part of you that that even shows a little bit more when you're breaking five, six, seven tackles, it seems, and breaking off a 25, 30-yard run?
Yeah, there's definitely a feeling, you know, during that play where you kind of feel untouchable, a little bit invincible almost. But obviously, like you said, the long runs are great too. But, you know, I think once you kind of set that tone and you run with a purpose where people don't want to tackle you anymore, I think that's a little bit more satisfying. I mean, you know, it took me a little bit to get going. I felt the first half pretty much. I think I was held to 30-something. And, you know, but you knew going into the locker room, you know, when I came back out, that it was going to be a different game because, you know, I'd already set the tone with these guys and, you know, showed them how the game was going to go. And, you know, the second half obviously turned it up a little bit and they weren't as interested in making those tackles. And then you kind of saw it even on my last carry that ended up being a touchdown. You know, you kind of felt their spirit taken away from them.
One of the things that Coach Longo mentioned the first time he ever met with the media was, yes, there's an air raid label, but this program will still run the ball. I'm thinking a lot of people were surprised in the first game at how much the Badgers ran the ball, but you kind of knew that the running game is still going to be featured here quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I knew, you know, that was something that I would have had to address with Coach Longo when he first got here, you know, making sure that we're going to be incorporated into this offense. And at the end of the day, we know that the offense is going to go through us, you know, regardless of the title of it or, you know, what we're trying to do. I think when we're running the football well, the team goes with that. So, you know, obviously it was working. And, you know, he's always said he's going to go to green, and whatever's working, he's going to stick with. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can kind of continue that streak.
Shifting off the field here, in this world of name, image, and likeness, it's great to see athletes like you and many others be able to take advantage of those opportunities. But one of the things that strikes me about you and a lot of your teammates, a lot of the athletes here, is that you use the platform to give back. There's the Badgers Give Back initiative here, but your charity softball game, of which you've had now each of the last 2 years, yeah. Right? Tell us about that. What got you started with wanting to do this? And it seemed like everybody, all of your teammates and everybody up in Fond du Lac this year had a lot of fun watching you guys out there.
Yeah, it's I played baseball growing up, so I'm not, you know, really very new to the sport. But, you know, I'm with Team Lammy. They do a great job kind of getting everything. A couple guys are on the team are with them as well, Chim and Tanner too. So they do a great job in getting all that stuff set up. I mean, it wasn't really even my idea to have that. But, you know, they kind of brought the idea to me. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better, you know, way to give back to my community. So, you know, that went on. And this year we started the Braylon Allen Fund. And all the proceeds went to different charities and organizations that I was part of growing up, Boys and Girls Club, the Youth Football League in Fond du Lac, things like that. So it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously, a lot of the team was out there to support. We had a great time.
Yeah, it really did. Did anybody surprise you with their softball ability? I would say lack thereof. I don't want to go there. Anybody better than you thought might be on the diamond?
Man, Mike Jarvis, he hits bombs. I mean, yep. If I do it again, I'm going to have to get rid of that little midget fence I got out there. But because I think we could all hit it over, you know, the big one. But, you know, when he hits it, it's not even fair. You know, it could be a pop fly and it's going over. So Mike Jarvis definitely caught me by surprise.
That's Badgers junior running back Braylon Allen. Stay with us. More of the Luke Fickell Show is coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a moment. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our players portion continues. We thank Braylon Allen for his time. And now we have a chance to hear from quarterback Tanner Mordecai, the sixth-year senior out of Waco, Texas. As many of you may know, he started his college career at Oklahoma, and then he blossomed at SMU, throwing for 72 touchdowns over the last two seasons. Only C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Sam Hartman threw for more scores in that period of time. Mordecai had his first Badger touchdown pass last week, that 29-yard strike to Chimray DK. And yes, there were a couple of throws he would have wanted to have had back, but still, he was 24 of 31 through the air. And to put that completion total in perspective, those 24 completed passes, that's the most by a Badgers quarterback making his debut since 1968. Tanner, along with all the other transfers and freshmen for that matter, have quickly formed a bond, or at least it certainly seems that way, as the returning players have taken them in. And they've all had a chance to enjoy life in Madison over the summer. And you better believe Tanner is one of those who loves summertime in America's best college town.
Oh, man, I loved it. This summer's been great. Had an opportunity to get out on the golf course, go fishing with some of the guys. It's a great opportunity for us to bond over the summer whenever we don't have as much stuff going on, such as classes or things like that. So, yeah, the summer here is unbelievable.
It does seem that you and many, many others on this team, you've really, and in your case, being new here, and this will be your final year in college, but you've embraced the whole experience, it seems like. You know, I see you at various charity functions. That stuff's pretty important for you to be a part of.
No doubt. Just, you know, through the collective, Varsity Collective, they do such a great job of, you know, connecting us with the community, as well as Badger Give Back. And, you know, I think it's important for us to give back to those who support us all fall. I think it's, you know, important to connect with the youth, because youth is, you know, the future. And, you know,
whenever we were kids, we definitely looked up to college football players, so it's unique to give back.
Did you get an idea of the vibe, the excitement that fans, you've had a chance to interact with a number of them at various functions, you getting a pretty good idea how excited fans seem to be about you guys?
Yeah, I think there's a great buzz for Wisconsin football this fall. Mm-hmm. The change of Coach Fickell, and then they're going to see a little bit different offense on the field. So I think it's a positive energy, and I think the community and everyone who supports the Badgers is ready to see what we can do.
All right, tough question here. You mentioned a little golf, a little fishing. We'll go to the golf. I know you're pretty good. If you're putting together an all-star foursome among the Badger football players, who are the other three you would want as part of your foursome on a course?
Marty okay. Strives the other. Mm-hmm. I know I've played with him. I know he's really good. I never played with Gavin Lamb, but they said he was good.
Kickers, yeah, a lot of them are good golfers.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna stick with my guy Chim. We played a lot of golf this summer. And, he got way better throughout as the summer went on, and we have a great time out there together.
I got you. Because you're being modest, because I have a feeling. You would probably outscore most people, right, on a golf course. You played it a little bit maybe growing up down in Texas too, or no?
I actually started just in COVID.
Okay.
Whenever they sent us home during COVID, I didn't have a whole lot to do, and I picked up golf and haven't really looked back since.
Yeah, you and many others. I think that was one of the few things we were allowed to do during the peak of the pandemic, no doubt. You mentioned the offense. Get into a little football talk here. I mean, give us an idea, Tanner, from your perspective, how this offense has started to evolve from when spring ball started to where you were when you ended it, and maybe some work on your own over the summer, that type of thing. You guys feel like you've come a long way, everybody understanding what it's all about?
Yeah, going back from the meetings that started in late February leading up to spring ball, I think the adjustment that these guys had to go through a little bit more than I had to go through since I've played in this type of offense while I've been in college. The adjustment they had to go through, I thought was pretty smooth. Whenever you go from what they have been running for years at Wisconsin into an air raid that Coach Longo brings, a lot of people might have concerns about that. But if you watched us throughout spring ball, I thought the guys adjusted really well. I thought it was hard to tell that they hadn't ran this offense for as long as they've been in college, which I was very pleased with. And going into the summer, just getting on the same page as my receivers, having throwing sessions, just working on the things that coach wants us to work on, and trying to groove those things out before going into camp.
Are you a goal setter personally? Do you have specific numbers you feel like you need to hit this year, or is it more of a general thing for you?
No, I think I'm focused on what we have set as a team. If we accomplish what we want to accomplish as a team, I think all the individual accolades take care of themselves. For me, receivers, running backs, it doesn't matter. I think if we do what we want to do as a team, I think all the individual success kind of just comes with that.
I mentioned, I don't know if I've seen this much talent in the quarterback room here, at least in a while, if not in my time here. Receivers too. I mean, you got either guys who have been in the program or through the transfer portal, and obviously the running backs with Braylon and Chez, and then you have Jackson Aker, that whole group. But their receiving core, I would imagine that's pretty enticing for someone in your role, right?
Right. The guys that have been here didn't have as much of an opportunity to showcase their abilities just because of the scheme that they were in. But going into spring ball, they did a great job, and then the coaches utilized the transfer portal to our advantage, and getting guys like CJ, Will, and Bryson and Quincy and things like that. I mean, that really helps us and provides a lot of depth.
That's Badgers quarterback Tanner Mordecai back to wrap things up on the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll be right back. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We thank Braylon Allen and Tanner Mordecai for joining us tonight on the Luke Fickell Show. Badgers getting ready to hit the road at Washington State. Our coverage will start at 4:30, kickoff set for 6:44 to be exact, Central Time. Conference teams get going on Friday night, two of them, as Indiana will host Indiana State, and Illinois will make the trip to Lawrence, Kansas to take on Lance Leipold's Jayhawks. Other Big Ten teams in action on Saturday include Ohio State at home against Youngstown State. Nebraska's at Colorado. Coach Prime trying to follow up last week's win at TCU with a win in their home opener. Purdue's at Virginia Tech. Iowa will be at Iowa State, and Rutgers as the home field against Temple. The Badgers and the Cougars, the return match from last year's game in Madison, out in the Palouse. Our coverage on Saturday will start at 4:30 Central Time. Look forward to talking to you then. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Luke Fickell Show on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 56. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Lows dip down to about 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at